next day, the red monster came to the children. We are going to ask each one of you special questions about your home, so we can make sure you get to the right place. The other children rushed towards the monster, but he held up a hand, only one at a time. When it was Dreaming Eye's turn, the red monster took her to an empty room with a table. There were small, mean lights that hurt her heavy eyes. The only window was high, high above her head, and the light coming through made the dust in the air glow yellow.